If you prefer to drive and are in the market for a new license plate, you've got choices. There's your standard state plate, plus the myriad specialty plates with logos for colleges, sports teams, nonprofits, you name it. Nationwide, there are now 4,600 license plates available. Most states try to keep the options in double digits. But in North Carolina, there are more than 100 different plates, and some say that's getting out of hand. Lisa Miller of member station WFAE reports.
I'm at the DMV, and most people are walking out with the standard North Carolina First in Flight license plate. But Teresa Petty is looking for something more eye-catching.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I'm going to see that. Blue Ridge. Oh, yeah, that's the one I think is nice, the Blue Ridge Parkway.
The man behind the counter holds up some of the more colorful plates, including one that supports the scenic Blue Ridge Parkway. Petty says she doesn't mind paying an extra $30 a year for it.
I tell you, I just like the colors, and I like where the logo is, and I'm a fan of Blue Ridge Parkway, so why not get something that you can, you know, really advertise?
For our organization, the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, about 46% of our income source comes from the sales of the license plates.
That's Carolyn Ward, the CEO of the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation. That yellow license plate with the tree and mountains has paid off for the group. Over the past 7 years, it's made the nonprofit $2 million. Ward worries the foundation would take a hit if the state made it look like any other North Carolina plate. And that's what some state lawmakers like Pryor Gibson want to do, essentially make specialty plates less special.
There's the state dance and Lions Club and litter prevention and sea turtles and nurses and sheriffs.
He shakes his head as he goes down the list of specialty plates. Just a few years ago, as Gibson puts it, he was willing to help people do things in the specialty tag world. He'd say, send the plate request to me. I'll help get them through.
But it's been in the last 3 years in the economic downturn where there's been explosive growth in requests for special tags. And that's the reason the leadership in the General Assembly said, let's hit the pause button.
North Carolina's not alone. Florida has passed a moratorium on new specialty tags till 2014. Other states have talked about making them tougher to get or eliminated unpopular ones. Gibson doesn't want to do away with the plates altogether. He wants a standard North Carolina plate that has space for a logo. That way, he says law enforcement won't have a problem figuring out what state they're from. Trooper C.T. Hodges is an aficionado of license plates. On a recent night, he zipped around I-77 in Charlotte, scanning the cars going by, trying to identify which plates belong to which states. Most of the time, Hodges can make them out from a few car lengths away. Other times, it takes getting right up close to them, within 15 feet or so.
Now, that tag right there is a Smoky Mountain tag. Now, the only reason I know that, I've seen them, and I could tell it coming off the exit ramp 100 feet away or more. It stood out.
But an In God We Trust plate from Indiana stumps him. The thick license plate frame doesn't help either. Hodges can only make out the state once he pulls the motorist over. It's a case of a plate that advertises a sentiment more than it identifies a driver, and one that gives lawmakers more ammunition to overhaul specialty plates. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To find out more about the books and authors you hear on NPR's programs, go to npr.org/books. There you'll find author interviews, NPR's bestseller lists, and find out what our staff is reading. This is NPR.